على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. قال فأخبرني عن الإحسان. قال أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه، فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. قال فأخبرني عن الساعة. قال ما المسؤول عنها بأعلم من السائل. قال فأخبرني عن أماراتها. قال أن تلد الأمة ربتها، وأن ترى الحفاة العراة العالة رعاء الشاة يتطاولون في البنيان، إلى آخر الحديث. Continuing the discussion on Hadith of Jibreel. Yesterday we discussed the question that was posed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that tell me about Ihsan. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded that it is that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you are seeing Allah. For verily, if you are not seeing Allah, then be convinced and have this conviction that definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at you. As we mentioned, this is actually this section of this hadith that has caused Imam Nawawi rahimahullah to include this hadith in Babul Muraqabah, to become conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from this we see the indication or the hukam in Shariat that we should not just be satisfied or content with carrying out acts of ibadat, but we have to strive to perfect our ibadat. This word ihsan comes from the word husn. What we can say is that make such an effort that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a beautiful manner. Make effort on our ibadat. For example, our salah, we encourage that make mashq on salah. Yesterday we dealt quite a bit, a lot of detail, with making effort on our salah, developing concentration, etc. One simple procedure we are taught is that try and bring tahajjud salah in our lives. Give some section of the night. Wake up in the dead of night when it is only us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And try and read long rakats of nafil salah. Tahajjud salah also, and our salah during the day. Let it not be that we are in a hurry. Unfortunately, our lifestyle has become such that we are always in a hurry, always rushing. When it comes to our dunya, they will spend hours and hours in our businesses. But when it comes to the masjid, when it comes to salah, barely we are inside, already we are on our way out. This should not be, in fact this is indicative of what our value system is becoming. There is another court coming, there is another life coming. The currency there is not going to be rands and dollars. The currency there is going to be these acts of ibadat. And how much of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we did, how much zikr of Allah we did, how much tilawat of Quran, etc. These are all going to be things that we are going to get the reward for in the hereafter. This is our currency of the hereafter. So very, very important. Ihsan. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, worship Allah as if you are seeing Allah. And if you are not seeing Allah, Allah is looking at you. That is, analyze. As I mentioned yesterday, we just read Fajr Salah. What was the type of Salah that we made? How much was I conscious of Allah? And as I mentioned, make effort. For example, when you go in ruku, instead of reading our 3 tasbihat, think about what we are reading. Take a little bit longer. Instead of 3, read 5, read 7, read 9 tasbihat. In fact, go in ruku. Ulama say, go in ruku, go in sajda, that if somebody is looking at you, they must think this man is not going to wake up from sajda. He's not going to wake up from that ruku. Thereafter, the question was put. Jibreel asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that inform me or tell me about Qiyamah. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded and he said that the one who is asking the question does not know more than the one who is being asked. From this we learn a very, very important lesson. A lot of times when a question is put to us, particularly about Shariat or Deen, if we don't know the answer, then it is not a source of embarrassment to say that I don't know. Who is being questioned? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most knowledgeable human being, the greatest Nabi of Allah. Yet, one question is put to him without any embarrassment whatsoever. His response, you the one that is asking and myself also, both of us don't know about this. In other words, Qiyamah is amongst those things. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Inna Allah 'indahu 'ilmus sa'ah. When Qiyamah is going to happen, that is in Allah's knowledge. This is some secret that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept with himself. We don't know when is Qiyamah. Many, many instances we find, like Sahaba would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mata sa'a, Ya Rasulullah, when is Qiyamah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this is amongst those things that only Allah knows, we are not even required to delve. We find people coming with different theories that, you know, certain things are going to happen and certainly Qiyamah is going to come. This is something that Allah, the knowledge Allah has kept with him. So when Sahaba would come and ask this type of question, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would turn their attention towards that which they should be worrying about. In other words, this is something in Allah's knowledge. We don't know when it is, don't worry about that. Don't worry when is Qiyamah. What should you be worrying about? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say to them, Ma'adatta laha. Sahabi comes, when is Qiyamah? What was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's response? What preparation have you made? What preparation have you made for Qiyamah? And we find that Sahaba, on this hadith I'm referring to, look at the response that he gives. He says, I haven't made very big preparation. I haven't made very big preparation, but what preparation have I made? I have developed the love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So coming back to this, Jibreel asked the question, when is Qiyamah? From this response, the first lesson we learn, that Qiyamah is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it is going to happen. And we should not be too concerned about when. But we should be worried about preparing ourselves for it. Then the next question Jibreel asked, فَأَخْبِرْنِي عَنْ أَمَارَاتِهَا. That Ya Rasulullah, tell me what are the signs of Qiyamah. What are the signs of Qiyamah? Now if we have to logically exercise our minds here, logically what should have been the response of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That zina will become masjids will become empty, etc., etc. But what is his response? He said, "Antalidal amatu rabbataha." First thing, he said that the slave girls will give birth to their masters. Now, what is meant by this? We find that in many instances in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, particularly when it comes to the signs of Qiyamah, we have to understand. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came 14 centuries ago. It was a different environment, a different time, a different period. So, in many instances when the signs of Qiyamah are spoken about in Quran and Hadith, we find it is not specific, but such language is used that it gives us an indication. First response, antalidal amatu rabbataha, the slave girls will give birth to their masters. What does this mean? It means that even the daughters of this ummah, even the girls of this ummah will become disobedient to their mothers. And disobedient to what level, to what extent, that they will begin to treat their mothers like slaves. Normally, it is expected or it is possible that a male will be disobedient to his parents. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that the level of degeneration, moral degeneration of the ummah will reach such a level that even the daughters, normally daughters are obedient to their mothers. He said even the daughters will become disobedient to their mothers. We find that one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one sahabi came and asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to the rights of one parents. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded to this in just two or three words. And this two or three words sums up this entire issue for us. Ya Rasulullah, what are the rights of my parents? Or what, inform me about the relationship with my parents. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ajeeb response this is. And time is limited. Great detail we can go into. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Huma, your parents. Huma, jannatuka o naru. Huma jannatuka o naru. He said, your parents are either your jannat or your jahannam. Your parents are either your jannat or your jahannam. In other words, through your parents you can make your jannat. Imam Shafi'i rahimullah, great imam of hadith, he knew hundreds of thousands of ahadith by heart. One day he's kissing the feet of his mother. Mother becomes embarrassed. She says to him, my son, what are you doing? How can you kiss my feet? She was embarrassed. What was his response? He said, I'm not kissing your feet. I am kissing my Jannat. Why? Inna al-Jannat tahta aqdamil ummahat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you want to find Jannat, you will find it underneath the feet of your mothers. Another hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-Walidu awsatu abwaabil jannah. Your father is the most conducive door to Jannah to you. Your father is the most conducive door to Jannah to you. Establish that door, protect that door, or destroy that door. The choice is yours. Huma jannatuka unaru. Your parents will either be a means of you earning Jannah, or your parents will be a means of you earning Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us.